The seasons play a big part in all of our lives. In the animal kingdom, spring means life, birth. The days get longer, and for Tyrol, it's the time of year when he shines. And this episode is all about Tiger shining on the racetrack.
Coming to March, coming to April, he gets in better form. He knows when he gets the sun on his back, he knows that's his time of year. He'd be bucking and kicking most days when you ride him out, like, and he'd, you know, he'd always want him to do it. If you were upside another horse, like, he'd be pulling the arms out, you'd never want to go head for head. He always wants to be better than the horse beside him, and you wouldn't want to be sitting on your phone on him anyway, you know, like, where he'd be sharp and he's fresh, and he's such a big heart. He tries every day, like.
You're listening to episode 6 of Tiger Roll, The People's Horse. At the end of episode 5, in February 2018, jockey Keith Donoghue had just schooled Tiger around the cross-country course at Cheltenham. And Keith felt this was going to be a special year for Tiger.
Again in February, and schooled him over the hedges in Cheltenham. And it was just a different horse. It just clicked with him. And then he started to spark again. And I started to know I was on the right one coming to March.
And March means two things to Tiger Roll. It's his favourite time of the year, and it's also when the Cheltenham Festival takes place. And at the 2018 Festival, Tiger was going to run in the Glenfarclas Cross Country Race, building towards his first appearance at the Aintree Grand National.
And that's it, they're off and they're racing for the Glenfarclas Chase. 3¾ miles to cover.
And in the lead up to the race, Tiger's personality was there for all to see.
Yeah, very confident horse, very cocky horse, loves attention. He's just the confidence in him. The muscles would be bulging, the veins would be bulging out of him, and he'd be just bucking, kicking, he'd put a show on. He loves the attention, he knows when there's people there to watch him, like.
And there were plenty of people here to watch Tiger.
Followed by the last Sam Ryan, Tiger Roll in the maroon jacket.
Out on the track, Keith was hoping for his first ever winner at Cheltenham.
And it's a third festival win for Tiger Roll in the Glenfarclas Chase in the hands of Keith Donoghue. In second, Urgent de Gregan, a big run. The last Samurai back in third, warming up for the Grand National, followed home by Aubagnard.
By now, Tiger was well accustomed to the rhythm of winning at Cheltenham. And at the 2018 festival, the cross-country race took place on March 14th, another birthday win for Tiger, as he turned 8 years old that day. That evening, and Tiger was back to Gordon Elliott's training yard in County Meath. Gordon wasn't just delighted that Tiger had won. He knew how long Keith had waited for this moment.
Keith is he's a world-class rider, but he struggles with his weight. But he's a big part of the team here, so it was nice to be able to repay him with giving him a Cheltenham Festival winner.
And for Keith himself, that first win at Cheltenham was life-changing.
People know me because of Tiger Roll. You know, I can't, even you go anywhere, they know you just because you rode Tiger Roll. Like, after winning them at Cheltenham, you'd be just walking up the village and random people would be coming up to you saying, well done to you and all. You know, it makes you feel good. Like, but I like going in every day and riding them, and you could be in bad form going into work and you get up on Tiger Roll and you just think of them good days, like, and you'd be going around the gallop just you and him just thinking of that, you know, that type of way, and that's very good, like.
Now, it was all about keeping Tiger fit and healthy for the next 4 weeks, for the biggest race of his life, the Aintree Grand National, the richest horse race over fences, with £1 million prize fund and €650,000 to the winner. Everything seemed to be going right for Tiger now, as his groom Louise McGee remembers.
He had come out of Cheltenham unbelievable. He was in great form. He'd done plenty of schooling over fences and stuff like that.
I schooled him over the national fences in the Curragh, you know, the week before the national over the fences. I was surprised he actually jumped them well.
Keith Donoghue.
He winged them. He's so clever. He's such a good brain. He just measures them to a T and he knows what he's at like. And but I knew he was in great form.
Since he was born 8 years ago, nobody expected Tiger would get to this point. The Grand National was the climax of a plan that Gordon Elliott had put in place for Tiger over a year earlier. Aintree, Saturday, April 14th, 2018, at 5:15 p.m, that was the start line. And Tiger was almost there now, as he headed for Liverpool, accompanied by his two grooms, including Karen Morgan.
He would have left on the Tuesday to go over to Aintree. You're loading up, and when you're driving out through that gate, it's real then, you know. He's on the lorry, and it's the sign of that you got this far. Now you just need to get another couple of days to get him to run. So then you're travelling on the boat, and we would arrive maybe early hours of the morning. We always make sure that the horses have a lot of bedding under them so they're comfortable. You need to put their water in, make up their feeds and give them their hay. And then there's usually only a short turnaround for us to go to bed and back up the next morning quite early.
For the rest of that week at Aintree, Tiger was kept in his normal routine. The Grand National is a handicap race where every horse is allocated a weight to carry, and that's made up of the combined weight of the jockey, saddle and, if needed, lead weights. The weight allowance is based on how well the horse has performed previously in the race, their age and their overall form. This evens out the chances of all horses winning. So the best horses carry the heaviest weights, and the horses judged to have the least chances of winning, at least on paper, they carry the lightest weights. In the 2018 Grand National, Tiger was given a weight of 10 stone 13 pounds, ranking him about halfway down the field. But Tiger's weight allowance was less than the weight his jockey Keith Donoghue could get to. So even though Keith was the jockey involved in training Tiger Roll for the Grand National, Gordon Elliott knew there was no way Keith could lose enough weight to be the jockey to ride Tiger in the race.
You know, he said to me straight up, he said, there's no way you're going to do 10-13, is there? He said, he'd do a ride. And I said, not physically possible. I was a struggle to do 11-4 that year, but it's not possible. You know, I know myself, 11-2 is the bottom I can get my body to.
And having schooled Tiger over Grand National fences just a week earlier, Keith knew Tiger could do it. He'd felt it.
Before I schooled him, I was half laughing and joking. Geez, I'm delighted he is 10-13, I'm not going to ride him. And then when I schooled him, I started to think to myself, oh God, I'd love to be riding him. Yeah.
The final declarations, where jockeys are assigned to the horse that they'll ride in the Grand National, takes place just 2 days before the race. And that's when jockey Davy Russell re-entered Tiger Roll's story.
And I didn't know what I was riding until declaration time. I didn't ask, I didn't care. Once I had a nice, you know, once I was riding for Gordon in the race, they all had chances. He declared me on Tiger.
Davy Russell had ridden Tiger Roll only once up to now, and that was at Tiger's first win at Cheltenham 4 years earlier in a hurdle race. Davy's riding weight of 10 stone 11 pounds was perfect for Tiger at the Grand National, and now they were back together again.
And I was saying to myself, well, I never rode him over fences. I'd seen him bulldoze out through fences, and I just thought, well, they won't last long. I'll be back in the weigh room good and early, because just his respect for the fences, I thought, might catch him out.
The day of the 2018 Grand National had finally arrived.
It's one of the big days in sport, and the Aintree Grand National is at the centre of our programme.
Number 13, Tiger Roll, Cheltenham Cross Country.
The build-up was as big as ever,
with Davy Russell still looking for his first winner after 13 attempts on board.
And as the horses are being walked around the parade ring, owners, jockeys and trainers have their last few words. For Tiger's jockey Davy and trainer Gordon Elliott, they didn't have much to say to each other.
Gordon had a lot of runners. He was speaking to all the other lads, and he turned to me and he just said, sure, you know what you're doing.
Davy's riding for me a long, long time. You know, I might give my opinion on a horse, or he might give his opinion for a race, but you know, when you're going out in the Grand National, you're just saying, get out and get over the first half a dozen and get a bit of light and get a bit of room and enjoy yourself. And after that, you don't really know, do you?
Here they come then. They used to parade in race card order. They don't do that anymore, but they parade in front of the stands. They get a bird's eye view.
Over 70,000 people attend the Grand National, and there's an estimated TV audience of up to 600 million viewers across the world, making it one of the most watched TV events on the planet. Lots of people are on edge, including Tiger and his groom Louise McGee.
He's always quite buzzy and he sweats, and he knows where he's going and he knows what he's going to do. So he kind of gets himself like wound up for it. It's a really kind of emotional day as well, because you want him to come back in one piece. So you do always have that little fear in the back of your mind. your job is to get him out, get him onto the track safe and get him down to the start, you know.
Everything in this moment is about keeping Tiger in the right frame of mind. The race commentator's voice booms over the crowd.
The commentator just said, Tiger Roll, smallest horse in the race course, ridden by the oldest jockey in the race. And I started laughing, the girls started laughing at him.
With Tiger now out on the track, being walked by his grooms Karen and Louise, and with Davy on board, they're caught in this cauldron of sound. They just want the race to start now, and they're all talking to Tiger.
He likes to hear your voice, but more the girls are talking to him. They're reassuring him. Same as you talk to a person. They have to. That's what he understands. That's what he's used to. They don't mollycoddle him too much, but I subconsciously tell him, Jesus, would you look after me? I look after you if you look after me.
The 38 horses running in the 2018 Grand National now leave the crowd noise behind them as they head down towards the start line. And then it begins.
The world is listening, the world is watching this mighty horse race, the world's greatest steeplechase. Of course, the start is...
The start can be quite ferocious at the start of the National because there's a lot going on.
Cheek jogging over there, is it a first-timer? I think it is. They're racing in the Grand National.
Tapes went up and away we went and I let him rock and roll down to the first.
A couple of casualties at the first. Perfect candidate has gone in Black Lion.
And he was paying attention to what he was doing, so. But he was so fast from the takeoff to the landing side of the fence. Like, he was just really, really quick. Then we were going along and everything was going fine. He doesn't give his fences too much height. He likes to rub his belly along the top of them. But he was just so fast. You know, it was fairly frantic over the first couple of fences, like frantic. Like
over fence number two, which they're all getting over safely.
All of Tiger's training team watched the race away from the crowds, in the middle of the track.
I knew once he got in a rhythm and once he got over the first couple, he'll get his eye in, he'll know exactly what he has to do and he'll get the measure of them. And then I kind of relaxed a little bit more and was able to kind of enjoy watching it because it's actually not really that nice watching it.
As they head to fence number four, I just know Milan's Bar Saint Isle blundered badly. The rider sat
fences
tight.
Are coming up really quick. Once you get over the third, it kind of settles a little bit because that's a really big fence.
Beecher's Brook is probably the most famous of all the fences at the Grand National, but also one of the most difficult, as there's a big drop down on the other side of the fence.
We're going down to Beecher's Brook and you see the hedge on the left-hand side. You don't want to be in too close to hit it because there's quite a drop at the back of it, so I just met it spot on. And I knew in mid-air I could see the horse in front of me falling, but I could do nothing about it.
I just know it's gone. I just know it's a faller at Beecher's and there are others out of the race.
Even though Davy couldn't do anything about it, Tiger could. He moved his body in mid-air, sidestepping the fallen horse.
Tiger Roll just planted his feet on the ground and he done a little shimmy to the left and back to the right and back to where we were again, and we just went on to the next.
The great thing with Davy did, he kept so much room around him that, you know, if he did have to move left or right, he had so much room to do it.
See you at midnight, Tiger Roll. Warrior's tail is going.
They normally go down to the canal turn. And I just got a lovely run around the canal turn.
And at the canal turn, we've got Fallers Lord Windermere has gone. Bywise's.
He's just doing everything great. He's travelling. He's not getting any higher or lower. He's just really quick at his fences when he's on the bridle. He's travelling and he's really enjoying himself. And I'm just happy where I am, just going along. And you go around the bend where we started and you're heading out and you just gather your thoughts. It's a small bit ended and madness is... That franticness is over.
Ninth on the inside, Tiger Roll from Bless the Wings.
The Grand National is run over two circuits of the same course.
Reached the Melling Road again, and it's
well over halfway through now, and Tiger and Davy were still going strong.
And I got to the Melling Road, and I had to just give him a chance to take it all in.
They won't be jumping Beecher's Brook on the second circuit.
When I just take my leg off him a little bit, he just shuts down the engines. I felt maybe he was might empty out a little bit on me, so I just gave him a little tap down the shoulder to wake him up, and all of a sudden the engines start back up and full of horse again.
Double Ross followed by Valser Lido.
That horse, Valser Lido, was being ridden by Keith Donoghue. Keith had got a ride in the Grand National, just not on the horse that he wanted. And now he could see Davy and Tiger moving through the field.
And I heard Falsolito bless the wings and Tiger Roll on the inside. And I remember going to myself, my God, he's still there. And I could feel his horse getting close to my boot. And I looked to the right and I could see, I knew it was Tiger Roll. I could see his head and I could see he was pulling double. I couldn't believe it, like, that he was still going somewhere. He was coming to challenge. I was starting to struggle. I seen him when he went by me. I said, you know, I knew he was going to win. This was about 5 or 6 out. Like, I knew he was going so well.
Leading from in second place, Tiger Roll, who's getting closer. Bless the Wings are still right there in third.
Down to the second last, and win the second last. And 10 strides away from the last, and long. And he's so fast when he's meeting it, spot on or long. And I go into it, length in front, and I come out of it 4 lengths in front, and the race is over. Like, it's just...
Going to the lead in the Grand National, the front runner, Tiger Roll, for Davy Russell, his 14th attempt.
Yeah, going to the last.
He comes towards the last, needed a stride and got it. Tiger Roll in front.
Met it spot on, landed and gone. It's gone 4 lengths clear. Do you know what I mean? It's over.
The furlong to go, and it's Tiger Roll. He'll stay all day.
Everyone is screaming and jumping around, and he has it won so easily.
But it's Tiger Roll for Davy Russell. It's going to be Grand National glory at last.
You know that saying, it ain't over till it's over? But that applied to Tiger Roll right now. All of a sudden, he seemed to run in slow motion.
The last 50 yards will be the longest 50 yards of my life, you know.
Trying to just wind him up to go to the line, you know, and all of a sudden he just stops.
Tiger Roll stopping for medal.
Pleasant Company's coming back at him hard.
Pleasant Company's lunch made it interesting.
Trying to get him to go for me, to go for me, but he won't. He's just looking straight up into the crowd.
Pleasant Company with a final thrust, and the judge might be required in the Grand National.
Like, we hit the line and the other horse just whizzes by me. Like, I see all of the horse and nearly see his tail. He'd come by me that quick.
But we'll stand by. The judge will be required.
Jeez, I'm just after Toronto out of Grand National. I can't believe I wanted the ground to swallow me up. I wanted to go back and jump into the water, jump and stay there.
It'll be a photo finish, a dramatic photo finish.
In that moment, everyone held their breath. It's as if someone pressed pause.
He'll be nervously waiting.
And all the people who helped Tiger get to this point, they all held their breath too.
It wasn't 100% sure.
When I ran down to Davy, he wasn't sure if he had got there.
The girls run out and congratulate me and they say, win. And
I just knew he won it. And I ran out onto the track and I ran to Davy. I says, you've won it. And he says, I haven't. I says, I'm telling you, Davy, you've won it.
Just waiting for the announcer, and it's coming.
And you're waiting for that commentator to call out his number.
We do have to wait for the official result, and it's coming through now.
First, number 13.
Tiger Roll has got it. And the
he called it out, and, you know,
incredible.
Davy's two hands went to the sky.
It's just fantastic. You know, it's just a marvellous feeling.
Sounds very noisy just after crossing the finish line. Davy Russell.
I was afraid he wouldn't take to it because he's very economical.
I can't remember the interview. I could have said anything in the interviews.
Again, once again, Keith Donoghue has won a marvellous job in his horse.
The fella wanted to move into my house. I had to give him the keys the same day. It's just, I don't remember speaking to anybody. I don't remember what I said to anybody.
But Davy did remember a fellow Irish jockey who was seriously ill and watching Tiger's win at home that day.
This one for Pat Smullen. The man is as tough as nails, and this one is for Pat.
And then I can remember my mouth was just so dry. I needed to get a drink. And that's pretty much what I remember.
That's Davy talking to ITV straight after crossing the line.
The last month had been an emotional roller coaster for Davy. His mum Phyllis had died, and his fourth child Liam had been born. This win had been a long time coming for Davy, who was now 38 and had ridden in 13 previous Grand Nationals and never won until now. Out on the course, Tiger's grooms were delighted to get him back in one piece.
The minute you get, like, you put your hand on him, it's all about him. Because you can see by the end of the race, he got really, really tired towards the end of it crossing the line. And he had just literally poured his whole heart out and it just took so much out of him. So he was very, very tired. We knew that he'd given everything. So you just want to, you know, make sure that he's okay. But there's 5-6 vets around him to make sure, and they're keeping an eye on him and making sure that he's okay. And that's the main thing.
Well done, Davey.
In the winner's enclosure, the champagne was popped. Tiger's owner, Michael O'Leary, and all his family, relations, all of Tiger's connections, they all hugged and kissed and gathered around Tiger. And in the middle of it, Keith Donoghue, who'd finished 8th in the race, dismounted from his horse too.
I remember I got off my horse and I ran straight up to Davey and, you know, shook his hand, you know, congratulated Gordon. But like, deep down, I knew he was my ride as well. So, like, it was killing me, you know, the type of way. But at the same time, I would have had to cut off one of my legs to do the weight, so it's not physically possible. But at the same time, you wouldn't be a sports person, or you wouldn't be human if it didn't bother you, you know, that type of way. But I was delighted for the horse.
What a race! What a race, the Aintree Grand National. Tiger Roll wins by the width of a light coat of paint for Davey Russell, Gordon Elliott and Michael O'Leary at 10-1.
This was brilliant. You know, you're probably getting a bit emotional. It's probably
Gordon Elliott,
one of the biggest races in the world. You know, for all the staff in the yard, for your family, for all your relations, for your friends at home. It was just something else, you know. When you get to these races, and it's a head and neck or 10 lengths you win, you don't care. Once the win, Ronnie, when it's on the sport, you're a winner, you lose. No one remembers second.
In the post-race interviews, Tiger's owner, a delighted Michael O'Leary, was interviewed on Racing TV. And he could perhaps have been a little kinder to Tiger in his description of him.
The horse we bought to win, he's a rat of a little thing. We bought him to win, hopefully to run in the Triumph Hurdle for 4-year-olds in Cheltenham, which he won. And now he's gone back, he's won the cross country, he's won the 4 mile, and like, to win the greatest steeplechase of all is phenomenal. It's beyond my wildest dreams.
All 38 horses and jockeys made it home safely in the 2018 Grand National. That evening, Michael O'Leary was on board one of his Ryanair planes heading home for Dublin. And he was in great form as his flight departed from Liverpool.
I apologise personally for the 10-minute delay in our departure. This is because we had to bring the Grand National winning jockey, yeah, Davey Russell. Yeah. No, Davey won the Grand National, so unusually on board this flight, there's going to be a free bar. Which I am personally going to pay for, but you're all restricted to one free drink only. We're not giving two drinks out, okay? So free bar. Thank you very much, and apologies again for the delay.
The following morning, things were a little calmer when Tiger Roll returned to his home at Gordon's Stables in County Meath.
We took him off the lorry and he went for a pick of grass and he went out for a roll. Then he chilled out for a couple of hours before he went for his parade. Yeah.
The celebrations around Tiger's 2018 win at the Grand National were plenty, including at Gordon Elliott's home village of Summerhill, where RTE News broadcast from.
Owner Michael O'Leary celebrated in novel fashion on the flight home. His wife Anita joined the hundreds of locals who came out to congratulate Gordon Elliott.
Unbelievable. I mean, Gordon Elliott is a legend around here, and obviously, you know, he started as a jockey. There's a lot of local employment for local lads, and he is just fantastic. Very humble guy.
It's great. Fantastic. Great for the village.
This horse may not have walked into a bar, but many here will tonight as they celebrate a win to put Summerhill on the map. Stephen Murphy, RTE News.
Winning a Grand National is almost always the climax of a horse's career, because it's such a hard race to recover from. Over the previous 80 years, only one horse had won it more than once, and that was Red Rum in the 1970s. But even in April 2018, there was so much more that lay ahead in Tiger Roll's story. He'd won about €1 million in prize money up to this point, and he was still only 8 and in good shape, so he promised more. But no one was getting carried away just yet.
You know, because, you know, I suppose the one thing about horse racing, it's not like a lot of sports. You can win a Grand National today and a half an hour later you get betting, you're back down on the ground again. So it keeps you on your feet.
Tiger was given the summer off again, and coming into the autumn, he returned back to Gordon's training yard and to the familiar faces of his grooms Karen and Louise and Keith Donoghue, who was back riding him around the training gallops and taking him out occasionally with the local hunt.
He came in August back to Gordon's.
You know, he looked great. He had plenty of condition on him. He'd be a bit like me. He'd put the weight on easy, so he would, he'd carry a belly, so he would.
Coming into the winter of 2018, Tiger's owners, together with Gordon, were going for a carbon copy of the previous year's plan for Tiger.
They had set out the plan to do the exact same again. So it was to go to Cheltenham in November and then back March and then on to Aintree.
You might think that this sounds silly or even implausible, but for Tiger, winning the 2018 Grand National, it made him know himself that he was a good horse. And that changed him again. Those closest to him could see it.
He was just a different horse, and he just seemed to, you know, just love it. And he loved the game and loved being a racehorse.
Gordon's plans over the last few years had brought out the absolute best in Tiger Roll. It was there to be found for sure, but Tiger needed someone to find it, to read him and to unleash his potential. One thing Gordon had learned was not to over-race Tiger, as Davy Russell explains.
It's an extraordinary thing about Tiger Roll too, and amazingly Gordon has found the key to him. He actually gives you an awful lot more than you think he gives you. He actually empties out the tank every time he runs. He just empties out the tank. But you think, looking at him, he's a blocky, tough, hardy horse that stays really well, that he would take more racing. But he's quite a playful character, so it's hard to know whether he's tired or not. He empties the tank, and when it's very difficult to come back from that at a high level, to keep running at that level. Some horses are able, some horses aren't, and they do it over a shorter number of seasons, whereas he has now proven that he can do it every season, but he just needs a bit of time to recover.
This was now Tiger's sixth racing season, having begun racing when he was three. The plan was simple. He'd race once in the autumn before the 2019 Cheltenham Festival in March and then head to the 2019 Grand National in April. Because you can't really test a horse in the gallops at home as to how good his form is, how fit he is. You won't know until you race him. Keith Donoghue continued to ride Tiger out in training that autumn.
Yeah, riding him out every day, yeah, doing plenty of canter with him and plenty of steady work just to get him, build him up again and get him back fit. And obviously he had done a couple of gallops at home, but he hadn't done a whole lot. We were hoping that the run would just bring him on.
November 16th, 2018. Tiger finished in fourth place at a cross-country race in Cheltenham. He was getting fitter, but everything was now about getting Tiger back to Aintree in 2019 to see if he could make history by winning a second Grand National. And that's where we'll be going in the seventh and final episode of Tiger Roll, the People's Horse.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.